Moncrief on News Talk.
Off our west coast, there are many undersea monuments to the Spanish Armada. Due to stormy weather, 24 vessels sank there, which in turn has generated many myths about that period in history. Michael B. Barry is the author of 1588, The Spanish Armada and the 24 Ships Lost on Ireland's Shores. Michael, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So I suppose one idea which has persisted a bit is this idea about the Black Irish that people scrambled off those sinking ships and then arrived in the west of Ireland, married, had kids, and were all half Spanish.
It's a myth, unfortunately. There were about 2,250 survivors who made it ashore. About 750 of those went to Northern Ireland and got a boat across to Scotland in safety. But unfortunately, the other 1,500 were slaughtered by the Tudor authorities in Ireland, with the aid of a few Irish as well,
yeah.
I'm afraid.
Oh, God. So they perished in a pretty grim way. Also, as well, I suppose if one went to school in England, you would have been taught that the defeat of the Spanish Armada was a stunning military victory for the English forces. Was it?
Not really. Of course, the Spanish Armada didn't succeed in its objective of invading England and deposing Queen Elizabeth, but every English schoolboy probably thinks that Francis Drake and his fleet smashed them to smithereens, but that wasn't the case. About two-thirds of the Spanish fleet made it back to Spain, and the English Navy only directly sank one ship in battle. There were other accidents which caused the some ships blew up and so on, but the main damage caused to the fleet was the extremely bad weather, and the main losses were the 24 ships sunk along the west coast of Ireland.
Yeah, notwithstanding the fact that the Black Irish idea is a myth, there have been long-standing historical connections between Spain and the west of Ireland. Is that the case?
It is, yes. There had been centuries of Spanish fishermen operating on the very rich fisheries off the west coast of Ireland, and there had been trade of wine, etc., with Irish merchants. But there was a study about 20 years ago in Trinity on Irish DNA, and I can't remember the exact figure. It's something hovering around the 20% of our DNA in Ireland has similarities with that in the north of Spain.
Mm.
So, but that could relate to, you know, migrations 3,000 years ago.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I've read that myself, actually. That's where the original Irish indeed may have come from. Michael, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Michael B. Barry, the author of 1588, The Spanish Armada and the 24 Lost Ships on Ireland's Shores.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.